This is 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Heplin. Beginning this weekend, anyone going to see performances at venues owned by the City of Little Rock will have to go through metal detectors. Those venues are Robinson Center Music Hall, First Security Amphitheater, and the Statehouse Convention Center. The first show at Robinson Center featuring Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. The venues were operated by the Little Rock Convention and Visitors Bureau. President and CEO Gretchen Hall joins me now on the line. Hi, Gretchen.
Hi.
Thanks for talking with me about this.
My pleasure.
Why did the city decide to take this step?
Yeah, we're implementing new security measures for all of our live ticketed performances in all of our managed venues. And really, patron safety is our primary concern. We are also seeing nationwide a lot of promoters for these live entertainment are requiring this type of security measure for their concerts and their guest and patron safety.
So this is a national trend, kind of a sign of the times?
Very much so. You know, Verizon Arena implemented very similar security protocols a year or so, and we are seeing this in many arena venues and performance venues across the country.
So people going to a show, even say a classical performance at the Robinson Center, what can they expect when they get to the venue and go through?
Sure. So we have walk-through magnetometers now that will be set up at the entrance points to the facilities. We will also have hand wands and other provisions for those that aren't able to go through a magnetometer. And so it should be a pretty seamless process. Our security team has been working with the new equipment and the procedures and the setup to try to make it as streamlined as possible. We will be doing bag checks. This will not be implemented for our convention groups and individual meetings. It is just our live ticketed performances. But it would include all live ticketed performances, such as the symphony and our Broadway productions and all independent concerts.
What have been the biggest challenges in implementing this?
You know, just setting up to make sure that we've got enough room in the lobby areas for people to be able to come in from out of the weather before they actually enter through these magnetometers and go into the actual performance venue.
Well, of course, this comes after the most recent mass shooting, which was at the Country Music Festival happening in Las Vegas. And is this pretty much now going to be standard operating procedure at all venues for the most part?
You know, we're really seeing it as standard operating procedure in venues across the country, and there's no perfect system. The unfortunate incident that happened in Las Vegas, of course, that happened outside of the venue parameters. So there's not a perfect system, but we are trying to do our best to make sure that our guests have a good and safe environment to enjoy the entertainment that we're able to offer them.
That's Gretchen Hall, President and CEO of the Little Rock Convention and Visitors Bureau, discussing new steps that will be implemented starting at a show Sunday at Robinson Center Music Hall, with the City of Little Rock now requiring metal detectors for all patrons attending events. Gretchen, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
This is KUAR 89.1. In Little Rock, I'm Michael Heplin.